Adana Hostler is the aquifer steward of the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance, and she joins us in studio today. Adana, thank you very much for joining us. Wellhead assessment is happening right now with the Alliance. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact on how you think the assessment is going.
It's going quite well. We're asking wellhead owners to send us a message if they'd like their wellhead to be assessed, and then I would come out, do a brief assessment. I have a step-by-step assessment that I've developed using the wellhead working well program from the government of Alberta. So I come do a assessment that would take a look at different parts of your wellhead. So the casing, if there is just essentially, we're trying to promote good practices around wellheads.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much in the way of good assessments and improvements do you bring to the table as far as talking to the owner of said wellhead?
Mm-hmm. So the majority of wellheads are actually pretty well maintained, but occasionally we'll get something like, well, this is how it's always been done. And that's all right. We're here to educate and to learn and do better for the future. That way we could just make sure that our water source remains a good water source and you can continue to use your well for the next however many years you need to use it for.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, and if I am, please correct me if I'm wrong here, this program is connected to the programs / operations of the Grimshaw Gravels Aquifer, is it not?
Yes, so the Grimshaw Gravels Aquifer is a very unique aquifer in Alberta. It supports about 7,000 residents in the Grimshaw area. So a lot of people rely on it for their drinking water, for their cattle, for their livestock, agriculture. So we just want to make sure that remains a good source of water.
And you also have a survey out in the month of August for said aquifer. What kind of results or what kind of information are you looking for as far as that survey is concerned?
So we're just looking for how much people know about the aquifer, what can we do to improve education around the aquifer, what concerns people have, because drinking water is always a priority for a lot of people, and as the drought goes on and in the future, it's only going to become more and more of a priority in the region. So we're just looking for some info on that.
How much extra info or extra, I guess it's extra information because you bring up the drought. Yes, we've had recent rains, but the drought is, as far as I'm concerned, still in effect. How much more information needs to be relied upon when this information is gathered because of said drought?
Right now, like, the river is not at typical levels for this time of year, so that is a concern. So we want to make sure that people know that we're aware of it and we're doing our best to mitigate any risks because of the drought. The aquifer is actually a very good source of water during drought times and is able to sustain use, which is good news for everyone on the aquifer.
The survey is out till when, if I may ask?
August 19th.
It is out until August the 19th. Okay, so after August the 19th, when the information is gathered, what are the next steps of the assessments and of the survey?
So we've been doing all this as part of our source water protection plan that we developed in 2019. So we'll use this information to get an idea of where the aquifer is and what kind of quality of water, what kind of concerns we have in the region, and go from there with our risk assessments.
Do you anticipate the results to be favorable, not favorable, or kind of a mix?
I think there's a lot of concerns in the region about water, but I think the aquifer is in very good health and it's very high quality water. So we're just hoping to kind of alleviate some of those concerns.
Adana Hostler is the aquifer steward for the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance. Adana, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.